Welcome to another North Orange County Chamber's Chamber Talk. My name is Andrew Gregson, and today I have Arthur Sarian and his sister Virginia. Welcome, guys. Thank you for coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us, Andrew.
So you both run a company called Sarian's Arthur. It's a brand fashion designer brand, right?
Yes.
Okay. And you also have a sister brand called Denim Bay.
Yes, that's right.
All right. Now, we asked you both on here today not only to talk about your business, but also because you're going to be gifting quite a large amount of clothing to the Boys and Girls Club of Fullerton, Buena Park and Stanton.
We will be giving away over 3,000 pieces to the kids for the holiday season this year.
That's a lot. Now, I'm assuming these come in pallets. Like, how many boxes is that? What does...
It's about five pallets.
About five pallets.
About five, possibly six pallets. It's over 3,000 pieces of kids' clothing. They're brand new clothing with price tags on them and full labels. They're excellent quality goods. In fact, you can find these goods at retailers on a national level. And so, you know, we decided that we wanted to provide a charity, you know, giveaway to essentially for the holiday season. We understand that it's been tough out there. You know, outside of COVID with the inflation. And so around the holidays, we decided to donate, you know, which we find a sizable amount of goods for kids.
And what types of articles are these?
They're clothing for kids, tops, bottoms, mostly. I think we might have some dresses, just casual clothing, very, very beautiful styles.
That's nice. I've seen it on their website. It's, was it denimbay.com or something? What was the website?
Right, it's denimbay.net actually is the website. That's the sister brand that we actually introduced to the U.S. retailer about 2 years ago, and it's been very successful for us. It's, the donation is under the Denim Bay label. Yes.
And then Sarian's Arthur, that's the main brand. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Right. So Sarian's Arthur LLC was formed back in 2014. It's a California corporation. It was actually, in fact, founded by our mother. She was in the fashion industry for well over three decades. And so she owned multiple labels. And in 2014, you know, we had to convince her to help us create a men's collection. And so it took us about 6 months of convincing. I always say it was probably the hardest sell for me personally, and to get her involved on the men's side, because her specialty was on the ladies' side. And so in 2014, she helped us create the Sarian's Arthur label. We produced it out of Italy, specifically in Naples, Napoli, Italy. It was a full men's collection, and you know, we took it on a national level. Our first account was with Nordstrom.
I read that online about you're actually in Nordstrom's, and I believe some of your clothing's in Macy's as well. That's not easy getting into those big retail companies. Can you share a little bit about how you got in there and the struggles or the challenges you faced?
Well, there's tremendous amount of challenges. You know, typically when you're starting out a brand, folks will start out with selling to specialty stores, boutique stores, is 1, 2, 3, and then you start with that. But frankly speaking, our mother was in the industry for a very long time, and you know, people knew of her and her capabilities, and through her, relationships overseas in Italy, you know, she had already set the fundamentals. Right. And so it was a little bit easier for us to kind of get in there because we were a trusted source through my mother. And so it's extremely challenging working with the big leagues, mm-hmm. right, on a national level. There's just a lot of regulatory compliance and, you know, et cetera, which, by the way, that's Virginia's specialty. She takes care of all that. But it was extremely challenging. You know, like I mentioned earlier, folks start out smaller with us. We just went go big or go home type of thing.
Right.
And, you know, it was very challenging. We obviously had made a lot of mistakes, but we learned from those mistakes.
Right. And there were mistakes that you could quickly recover from, I'm assuming.
Thankfully, yes. Now, you know, the retail space is very challenging, as you know. It's extremely challenging. One mistake could be detrimental to a company. Mm-hmm. But frankly, we had the leadership of our mother to guide us to right. be a little bit more conservative in right. the decision making.
So it sounds like Arthur just threw that all over on you, Virginia, as in that's your department. So talk us through a little bit about what you have to do on a sort of like a daily, monthly basis.
You know, people don't realize the details that go into the manufacturing process and the actual getting the garments onto the retailer. A lot of average people think, oh, it's, you know, you just make the clothing and then it winds up on the floors ready for the customer to go in and purchase it. That's not the case. There's a lot of challenges, a lot of details that go into production, approvals, specs, quality, craftsmanship, just to name a few. But I want to say maybe you have to go through at least 15 to 20 steps before the garment actually ends up on the floor at the retailer for the consumer to purchase the goods.
And Arthur had mentioned earlier that a lot of your clothing comes out of Naples in Italy.
Yes.
How do you quality control something that's so far away?
We have quality control personnel on site. Mm. They make sure that the quality is up to par because at the end of the day, it's our label that's on the line. So we make sure that the craftsmanship is superb, as well as the material. We mostly go after comfort and style at the same time. We won't sacrifice one for the other.
Good. Yeah. That's awesome. So Arthur, you mentioned just a moment ago that one of the hardest sells you ever had was your mum to go into the menswear. Do you still do women's clothing?
We do. Yes, we continued women's. In fact, the Denim Bay label, we're launching with Saks Fifth Avenue for Q4 of this year. So within the next, I want to say, 60 days, the Denim Bay label, specifically ladies made in Italy, will be available at Saks Fifth Avenue.
And is that very similar to where the clothing line's inspired in Naples for the menswear, or is it somewhere different?
No, it's completely different. In fact, the Sari and Arthur label, while it's casual, there's a dress component to it as well. It's very stylish. It's got the very European flair, if that makes sense, the very Italian, them UK type of sartorial kind of look. Mm-hmm. Well, we have, you know, trousers, shirts, ties, sport jackets, suits, etc. The Denim Bay women's is more of a casual appear. It's probably denim driven and mostly knit tops, at least for fall.
So, Virginia, do you have a say-so in the design of some of these clothings as well?
Absolutely, yes. I would say we all chip in ideas, and everyone's ideas count. And we come up with the best design that we could. I usually focus on the woman's side.
Okay. And how do you get inspired with the design? I mean, is it a case of you're visiting fashion shows? Are you watching what's going on, you know, online these days? How does it work?
To be honest with you, I don't really look for inspiration, but when I'm ready to go to sleep, some ideas come to me. So, you know, the next day we jot them down.
That's a true entrepreneur spirit right there.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
Okay. And is that the same with the menswear, Arthur? Is that what you're doing, or is...
Look, the men's reality is, I tell, you know, retailers and men's, there is a limitation to fashion, although right now it's all over the place, mm-hmm. right? What you're seeing in terms of streetwear and the casual appeal for the younger generation. In this business side, the Sari and Arthur label, it's a very sophisticated label. So what we focus on outside of the fashion is, I think, the quality of the garments. The craftsmanship, how it's made, the details, you know, the mills that we work with, the fabrics, how it's yarned, you know, the quality goods in terms of whether it's cashmere, mohair, cotton, etc. That's kind of the primary focus. And then we work on color palettes.
And then I also noticed that you do kids' wear. Is that also going to be in Saks, or is that, where do you find that? Those garments?
So the Denim Bay, we also specialize in kids, both for boys and girls. Our sizes range from toddlers to, you know, younger kids. The kids collection is available at Nordstrom. Mm-hmm. It's available at Von Maur department stores. We just actually launched at Walmart. We did a special collection for Walmart as well, and so we're very excited about that partnership.
That's a huge retailer, isn't it?
It's enormous, yeah.
That's a lot. And the I'm sure the infrastructure of your business then just significantly has to change from one to, I mean, how do you deal with that?
Well, Virginia deals with that.
I was looking at Virginia, but she was looking at you.
No, look, it's oddly enough, Virginia doesn't give her enough credit. She handles that department in addition to like the designing and, you know, the more creative side. But, you know, working with massive retailers, you have to have certain things in place.
Right.
It's not just the fundamentals. Mm-hmm. You have to be compliant. And frankly speaking, if you're not compliant with XYZ, you cannot do business with these folks.
Right.
They just don't fool around because they have an infrastructure that it's got it. There's a streamlined process, mm-hmm. and they have to flow within that process. And
makes sense.
You can't, it's like a production line. They're not going to allow any interruptions. And so we had to study what's required before we could even entertain doing business with them.
Right.
And so, you know, folks that start out think, all right, well, I created a beautiful collection, I'm on my way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it doesn't work that way.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of back office work that needs to be executed in order for you to, you know, proceed and sell goods to retailers.
And do you, has the, you know, the recent transportation situations, have they flown into your administrational side here?
Absolutely. We've had several challenges, especially during COVID, even after the aftermath of shipment delays, just like anyone else. We were fortunate enough not to have cancellations of shipments, and I think that's because retailers really value our product. So a lot of the retailers, gave us a time to ship when the merchandise arrived. A lot of, I know other companies had canceled shipments because of the port delay. So we were fortunate enough there.
And did you think of like, was it like you had to be sort of like strategic and change which ports it comes into? Or how would you, did you just leave it alone and God billing it comes in?
Well, what we did is we did. There was other ports that you have to bring in goods. But another challenge we faced was the cost of shipments. Frankly speaking, for the past 12 months, we've seen our profits deteriorate.
I bet.
Based on the cost of shipments, mm-hmm. right? Based on shipping a container. We would realize that we're essentially giving away our profits to the container shipping companies. But in order to maintain the relationships, we did it.
And what about, I mean, Italy was all over the news, right? That Italy was closed throughout the whole of COVID. I mean, how did that affect your product line?
Tremendously. You know, factories were closed, and so they weren't accepting any kind of orders, you know, where we have our garments made. They were closed. They didn't have manpower, and with COVID, it was a nightmare. It was probably the worst nightmare a business could possibly face. But, you know, we were, I suppose, savvy enough to pivot to supply COVID products.
Oh.
And so what we did is at that point, we partnered with national airports.
Mm-hmm.
We provided COVID supplies. We partnered with like the Las Vegas Police Department. We provided COVID supplies. We provided COVID supplies to the city of Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, Florida. We provided COVID, you know, whether it was infrared, you know, thermometers, whether it was gloves, masks. We pivot to that through our connections in, our relationships in Asia.
And did you change back, or is that something you're still now keeping as a product line?
So interestingly enough, you know, the folks who were satisfied with our execution of mm-hmm. bringing in, COVID supplies, they do reach out when they need gloves, when they need masks, etc., and we still provide that service to them.
Oh, that's awesome. And are you collecting new, just out of interest, your chamber members, and if St. Jude's is listening, are you still providing those types of products?
Without question.
There you go, shameless plug a little bit.
That's right.
But I know, you know, your mum had a big influence in both your lives, and, you know, a couple of years ago she'd passed, and I think it's only fair to at least maybe say a few things about her, because she was a big influence in both your lives.
Yeah, I mean, look, she was a towering figure. It was very monumental. She held a variety of different pillars within both the family and in business. Frankly speaking, without her, none of this would have been possible. And I hate to come across as that individual, but frankly, we attribute most of the success, and frankly, really most of it comes from her.
Right.
And so she was just really a towering figure, and not because, you know, the statement isn't based on bias because she's our mother.
Mm-hmm.
It's because, you know, I've sat back and I looked at her just as a human being. And frankly, neither one of us have ever been disappointed in terms of her contribution to her kids, number
mm-hmm.
one,
mm-hmm.
but to her surroundings, her business, beyond dedicated. You know, as hard as we work, had we endured the struggles she had,
mm-hmm.
Frankly, we would have been broke.
Right. Or maybe you'd have given up earlier or something.
Without a question.
Right, right.
Not maybe. It's no hesitation in my mind. You know, she was a single mother, raised two kids, and, you know, she came to this country with literally zero money.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not an exaggeration.
I understand,
right?
That, yeah.
She built a small little business in one of her restrooms.
Mm-hmm.
She put sewing machines and she started, you know, working.
Mm-hmm.
She worked close to 22 hours a day.
Whoa.
to provide for her kids.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, how do you not admire a person like that?
Yeah.
Right? It's an enormous weight that she had. We're extremely grateful that, you know, we were able to spend 36 and 38 years with her.
Do you feel that she's still part of your strength for wanting to build it more? Because it's almost like a better word, almost like a memorial, isn't it? It's like, you know, she started this and look where you guys are going.
Without question. In fact, you know, the unfortunate chain of events that occurred, we sat back and we thought, all right, well, you know, what do we do? Where do we go from here? Because reality is, as much as we're self-driven,
mm-hmm.
we could make decisions on our own.
Mm-hmm.
When we had, you know, challenging, you know, situations, the first person we would go to was her, right? She was the confidant, the advisor, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And so we no longer had that. So it posed a lot of challenges, both personally and frankly in business. But we said, we can't throw away everything she built.
Right.
And so that kind of drives us every day. We wake up and, you know, she's always on our mind, and it's a driving force for us.
So I was very fortunate enough to actually meet your mum down at your workshop down in LA a couple of years ago. And I noticed that obviously she's a very competent dressmaker and very well known in your area there. What's going to continue with that sort of, is it bespoke? Do you call it bespoke for ladies? I'm not sure.
Yeah, so she was, you know, my mother, the way she worked is she created designs in her head. She wasn't the drawing type of individual. She literally created, she had an imagination.
A bit like Virginia, just before you go to bed, there goes.
That's right. She got an idea, and next thing you know, she's working until 1 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
She's starting that process, right? She'd look at a garment and she can either emulate it, she'd get an idea, and she'd just create it from scratch. It was mind-blowing to us. Like,
wow.
Jesus, how do you end up doing that?
Right,
like,
right.
You're not seeing anything. It's just your imagination.
Mm-hmm.
So she had she was a visionary,
mm-hmm.
without question. Look, we can't fill those shoes. It's reality. I hate to say it, we can't fill those shoes. It's an enormous shoes to fill,
mm-hmm.
and frankly, we can't. We get close to it as much as possible, but you know, she was unique in a way.
So, you know, I've just been thinking as you guys were talking about Sarian's Arthur. Sounds like you have quite a few divisions in there, don't you?
We do, absolutely, as we love a challenge. We have the Sarian's Arthur Luxury Division for men's and women's, Sarian's Home, Sarian's Electronics, We also have Denim Bay for men's, ladies, and kids. And now we are working on the food brand, which is Artello, as I mentioned earlier.
You mentioned there electronics and home. We didn't talk about that before. Is this like a special secret club?
No, it's not. We created a home collection and an electronic collection a couple years back, and it's been highly successful for us. We have a bath collection, towels, bathroom accessories. Mm-hmm. We have an electronic division that caters also to the home, specifically like humidifiers, dehumidifiers, etc. We're actually very excited with the partnership we've had for a couple of years, which is QVC. Mm-hmm. We sell quite a lot of goods online at QVC, and the next, I want to say, quarter, we're going to launch on air. We're going to be on our on air program, live television, and sell present our humidifiers to their viewers on
and
a national level.
And do you have different humidifiers, or is there a certain model that you have on there? Or
we have a full collection of humidifiers, and frankly, they're very sophisticated devices, both functionality and from an aesthetic point of view. We always try to incorporate a fashion appeal, even to home.
Right.
It's not just a standard humidifier where it's industrialized. You put it in the corner of your home and it, allow it to do its thing. There is a decorative component to our electronics.
And these products, can you buy them online as well, or is this just something that's going to be aired on HS?
No, so the one that's going to be aired on QVC is going to be exclusive to on air.
Right.
Afterwards, you'd be able to purchase it online, but currently we do have other devices that can be purchased in a variety of different retailers.
Well, I'd like to say thank you very much for both of you coming today, and we really look forward to seeing you on November the 21st down at the Fullerton Boys and Girls Club. And we invite listeners to also attend that event. If you go to our website, nocchamber.com, and you look down for events, you'll see that it's posted on there, and you can sign up so we know how many people we can offer sandwiches to. Anyway, thank you both for coming in. Virginia, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having us. We're very excited for that event as well.
And Arthur, appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Andrew. And by the way, big thank you goes to you for organizing this event. I know you and your staff work extremely hard, so it's an honor.
Oh, you're welcome. That's what North Orange County Chamber does for its members generally. And for those of you who are listening, thank you very much. We do appreciate it. And just a little sort of like inside information here that I don't know if everybody got the memo, but we're all almost wearing the same blue today, and we didn't know that. So we're very fashion coordinated. So anyway, there you go. Well, thank you very much again. And listeners, we invite you to join our email list by visiting nocchamber.com and selecting Sign Up for News at the top of the page. For more interviews, please visit chambertalk.podbean.com.